proceed. We are going to discuss the Islamic Finance Consortium.
Just an update.
Quick update. So this is paper 28. So we just thought that following the last Islamic Finance Consultative Group meeting in Dubai, Martin, Liz, myself were there, and we thought we should provide you with a brief update about what happened. And Martin was very insistent it was a short paper, so I've met the brief here. But it was really to give you a little bit of a reminder about the why we're doing this, the who's involved and how we're currently operating. And maybe the only point really to highlight in terms of that background is that we sort of view the group as being very much part of our broader strategy of supporting implementation of IFRS standards, in this case, obviously, to Islamic finance transactions. So, as I said, we had the most recent meeting at the end of March. And we were very pleased, actually, with that meeting. We thought it was a step up from our first meeting since we've really relaunched the group under Fires and Martin's leadership. And I think that was really because we really got stuck into some pretty fundamental issues and had good papers and good discussions on those about some key fundamental issues in Islamic finance. So there's nothing really out of those discussions formally to raise with you. We just tried to give you a little bit of the colour of the discussions that we had in paragraph 9 of the paper. Obviously, all of the papers from the meeting and, importantly, the summary of the discussion where we tried to capture some of the key considerations that you have to think about when you're going through these transactions are on the website. So that's really all I wanted to just to highlight to you. Say anything, any questions?
No, only because for me it was the second meeting, and I think the first one was more introduction and maybe figuring out what we should do, what we could do, and then we really have achieved that Malaysia and other countries have issued what we think they are most pressuring issues, and I think we had a good discussion, technical sound discussion, and really we're hoping that we will continue with this kind of work. And we have also recognized, okay, that maybe there is not so much interest to bring any issue because there is diversity in practice, I think, in some countries, but I think it's a step-by-step approach that people have to think, okay, how this group is working and trusting that group. And I think we have make a big step in the March meeting, and let's see how it goes forward then into the next meeting, which we scheduled for April next year. Some people think, okay, we should do it quite often, but I think experience has shown, okay, maybe we have only sufficient material if we do it once a year. And is a kind of evolution process too.
Mary?
Henry noted that, you know, you see it as kind of an extension of the implementation efforts. And I think it's great that we have, you know, flag for people about where they can get information about this group and its papers with the link that's in this paper. I'm assuming that, like maybe TRGs, they're discussing the application, and if the discussion highlighted an issue that we thought needed resolution, that it would come to the board, maybe most likely via the interpretation committee, rather than this being a specialist interpretation committee of the sort.
That's exactly right. I mean, the idea is that, you know, we hope that a lot of the discussions of that group will just help practice, think about how you go about applying the standards, what are the questions you ask yourself when you're confronted with the Islamic transaction, and you're applying the standards. If that highlighted some issue that we thought the board should discuss because there was some additional guidance required or something like that, yeah, that would come through to here. The group, that the Islamic group itself is like the TRG, so it doesn't issue any form of guidance itself.
I just would like to mention one thing. LSST to have a working group with regard to the Islamic finance, and that working group was chaired by the Malaysia Accounting Standard Setting Body. I think, and all the members are actively involving all whole process, and they are, I think, the Malaysia Accounting Senate, Accounting Senate Board, and chaired by their former chairman and Fiaz Azim, and all the working group members actually contribute a lot. I think we should acknowledge their efforts and their contribution.
Absolutely. They've really done an amazing amount of research into this topic. And I should also compliment, you know, the work the Malaysian staff did for this meeting as well. So, you know, this is, I mean, if anybody's interested, I can send a link around. You know, there's a fairly comprehensive report that was done by that ARSSG working group under the Malaysian leadership that sort of sets out a lot of the issues and the transactions and mapping to IFRS.
Okay. Thank you very much, Henry. And we're now